设计。Purpose of purpose of living, purpose of life. That is not just to have wealth. That's not that. that alone is not the meaning of life. Purpose of living. to become famous in this world, to become well known to everybody, to become famous in this world. Also, that just that is not the purpose of not meaning of life. And even to be just become a scholar, just to be education, even that. Just that is not the purpose of meaning of life, purpose of living. Even just that. So even studying Buddhism, just intellectual understanding alone still is not the purpose of life, meaning of life. No. Just intellectual understanding alone, just the education of it alone. because without practice, the as I mentioned also, the day of the opening, the essence of Buddhism, that which is what differentiates from others, and that is compassion to each and every single sentient being, any religious person, I say without discrimination of religion or nationality or color or races or the to every human being, to every another sentient being, to every sentient being, that who has suffering, whose mind is obscured, so to anybody, so to compassion, to everyone. So the life becomes meaningful, beneficial. When one says that the essence of Buddha Dharma, that compassion, when one generate, when one live the life with that, compassion towards others, without discrimination. So then only then the life will become meaningful. And so that like great Bodhisattva saint Shantideva mentioned in the Guide to Bodhisattva's Life. And mentioned a lot of time in Nevatalp, also not just by reading the prescription, you want to help, want to cure the patients, the sickness, just by reading through it. Or also mentioned, so you carry a huge load of medicine, but you never take the medicine, for your sicknesses, you just carry a huge load of medicine. you have a huge storage of medicine, but when you're sick, you never take any medicine, So, so it doesn't help. It cannot heal. Just having medicine in the house, or carrying on your back, huge load of medicine, that cannot cure your sicknesses. So you have taken it, so like that. So even the, even Buddhism, just the only intellectual understanding, so that alone doesn't fulfill the purpose of life and living. If one doesn't practice, put in practice. So that. So one can be a great scholar, and then a lot of the knowledge, education, Mm-hmm. Even Buddhism, you see, great, you know, can explain, can memorize or can explain the whole entire the Buddha's teaching, so the hundreds of volumes of Ganju, the danger of the commentaries by the pandits, you see, to Buddha's teaching. So, then all the scriptures composed by great lamas, and those enlightened great lamas of four traditions, you see, memorize, so one can explain by heart everything. But however, without practice, then usually have, without practice, then there's still suffering, still emotional problems, there, pride, anger, attachment, everything's there before you learned everything, before you learned all these things. all these negative emotional thoughts, all this life problem is still the same, no change, still there, like you had when before you learned all these things, still the same, maybe even worse, even bigger. because the pride, also one thing is the pride, many things, even the problem is bigger. So like those example, you see, having a lot of medicine that in the house or caring, but you never take, and so your skin is never get recovered. So that, without meditation, without dharma, that is the, how much wealth one achieve in this world. Even one become billionaire and zillionaire, trillionaire, how much I say, one become however, without meditation, dharma, you see, in the life. more one become wealthy, more dissatisfaction, but there's more mental suffering, dissatisfaction developed more and more. And there's so much, you know, misery in the life, inner as a empty in one. There's always empty, there's always hollow, empty in one's own heart. Always something missing. You see, no matter how much externally one gain. So, because you have everything, then it's much, because you could not get satisfaction, so much worse. The unhappiness, the misery of life, you see, dissatisfaction, much heavier. So much unhappiness. Then one rely on, there's no meditation, there's no dharma in the life. Then you see, one rely upon alcohols. Then you take refuge to alcohols. Even can't eat food. So you drink many bottles a day. Then you live life with alcohol, all this depression, all this, you know, there's no other means, you see. So you love the alcohol, then, you see, then life could completely no meaning, total meaningless. So life spent with, you know, the alcohol, like that, and then, no benefit to oneself, no benefit to other, no benefit to the world, no benefit to other sentient beings. Only destroy one's life. Only destroy one's life. And harms others. So, with these negative thoughts, you know, Sort of mind and the anger, because of desire, the attachment, the anger, all this mind, so forth, harm to oneself, harm others. So if I mention, one very wealthy person in London, I've seen in the movies, the TV, I'm sure. Maybe in the airplane, I'm sure. There. So he's a very wealthy person in London. So he had a huge property, you know, huge building. So he never finds such, after that, he never find any find satisfaction, so I think. So miserable, so unhappy, you know, even here, he achieved all his wealth. So he checked what's the cause of it, root of his suffering, you know, his unhappiness, depression, all this. Then he thought selling car, because he became wealthy by selling car business. So then he thought the selling car was the root of his business, root of his, you know, unhappiness. Then what he did was he ordered, he bought many toy cars. He bought many toy cars. Then outside there's the, you know, the, where you, I think this may be for bird water, you know, you fill it with water to keep the bird, I think, this, the container, is made of cement or whatever, outside in the ground. Then with his bodyguard, he bought many toy cars and they put inside the burn. Then he put kerosene, they burned. As a means, as an antidote to his, you know, he stopped the root of problems, selling cars. And this happened to be wealthy, so as a, to destroy the, to antidote to destroy the, eliminate the root of his problems, so to burn the cars, you see. And then also, he moved. Was at the most of buildings empty, I think so. Then he moved each night, right? Move each night to a different room. You know, something like that. So like that. So those people, that comes from the Time magazine, is it the year, the man of the year, the man, not this year. Not this year. Man of the year. The successful man of the year. I think, I don't know whether every time, every year comes or not, but there's sometimes men on the Time magazine shows successful men in the world of the year. So then they talk about persons who say how much, you know, money they had and all that. But then he describes all his problems, you know. Describe all his inner problems, how his life is filled with misery and all that, you see. So much. So full of fear, worry, all that, you see. So this is what happens without Dharma, without meditation. It's a practice in the life. So this is what happens. Without good heart, developing good heart, compassion, loving kindness. Thought of benefit others, to Dharma meditation. So this is what happens. So then people who has achieved a reputation in this world that everybody knows your name, everybody knows you, you know, everybody have seen your pictures or in the movie, in the TV, however, can say without Dharma meditation practice, then you see. There's so much dissatisfaction mind and so much suffering. So that's why among the singers, you know, actors, there are many who commit suicide. So there is a reason why many commit suicide, you see, among the educated people like that. So because of suffering, because of dissatisfaction, desire, then you see you create relationship problems, many problems comes. There's so much worry, fear in the life. instant, you know, inner happiness, peace, increasing, you see, as the reputation, you see, as your family's wider and wider, the inner happiness, peace, should grow. Same with the world, all this, but it doesn't happen. Worry, fear, somebody else becoming more famous, you know, or you lose your reputation. Worry, fear of losing your reputation. See, after become famous, you worry, so much worry you have to lose. So, hurt some friend, you know, I know, so famous, then I see that there's also anxiety or something. Any day, you know, something going to happen to my reputation, you see. So don't worry if you have that. So anyway, the satisfaction, see, peace and happiness increasing day by day, month by year, increasing more and more suffering, so that. So that's the life story. So without Dharma in the life, without meditation, life, just like that. So the with good heart, with a warm heart, you see, whenever we're able to benefit of other sentient beings, what is many sentient beings, see, in our daily life, even one sentient being able to benefit, so that time the purpose, meaning of purpose of life is, it is in our daily life. Whether it's all sentient being or some sentient being, or even one sentient being able to benefit. So now, by having compassion, you know, by having genuine compassion, in the one person's heart, then somebody sentient beings, they don't receive harm from you. But compassion doesn't allow to harm others. And there's no harm. Given to sentient being from compassion, so opposite, you stop giving harm to other sentient beings, to a number of sentient beings. So there's a peace and happiness that what they receive from you. Then on top of that, the more you develop compassion, you benefit you. You do something, you see, besides stop giving harm, you actually also due to compassion, you develop wisdom, and then see, cause happiness to other sentient beings, to number of sentient beings. So therefore, all those happiness, by developing compassion, happiness this life, they receive happiness this life from you, happiness of a long, happiness of all the coming future lives, they receive from you, and from your compassion, liberation from samsara, they receive from you, and great liberation of full enlightenment, they receive from you, the cessation of all the mistakes of mind, having all the qualities of realization. So they receive this from you, depend on your compassion. Your compassion calls, them to achieve full enlightenment. All that is in your hand. What you want to cause, all this happiness to a number of sentient beings, up to enlightenment. It's in your hand. It's up to you. It's up to your mind. What do you do with your mind? So every one of us has full responsibility of each and every single health beings, hungry beings, animals, human beings, sura, asura, intermediate state beings, every single beings, happiness, up to enlightenment. Up to enlightenment. Every one of us has responsibility. So, why? Because if you do not generate compassion towards you, the one person, do not generate compassion to others, then the numberless sentient beings, numberless helpers, hungry animals, human beings, sura, asura, numberless sentient beings, children receive
all the happiness.
They receive all the happiness after enlightenment from you. But if you do generate compassion, they receive all this happiness after enlightenment. Receive from you. So, from your compassion. And so therefore, every one of us has a full responsibility of all sentiments, happiness, including after enlightenment, every one of us has full responsibility of all sentiments, happiness, after enlightenment. So we did a little, we did a short meditation, this universal responsibility, just to keep the mind in this feeling of universal responsibility. So you feel the universal responsibility, with every hell beings, maybe start with the human beings, with every human beings, try to feel this, I have responsibility to cause, happiness, this life, especially happiness for all the coming future life, liberation from samsara, and great liberation, full enlightenment to every hell beings, because the reason is, if I generate compassion, develop compassion, this happens. I can cause all this happiness to them. If I don't generate compassion, cannot cause all this happiness up to enlightenment towards the numerous human beings. So that's the reason why one has a responsibility, full responsibility, to cause all this happiness to a number of human beings. Now try to feel the universal responsibility with the every, animals. How responsible? The same reason. If I generate compassion, they receive all this happiness. If I don't, they don't receive all this happiness from me. Now, for the universal responsibility with all the ghosts, using the same reason. Now, feel the universal responsibility with with numberless hell beings. By the develop compassion, and also if pursued to develop wisdom, Dharma wisdom, particular wisdom, realizing the ultimate Dharma wisdom, realizing emptiness, all this, then able to liberate them from oceans of samsara suffering, able to reveal a path to them. And able to liberate from the oceans of hunger, suffering, oceans of all these suffering or samsara, you're able to liberate them, able to finish completely or end completely all their suffering. Bring to enlightenment, you see. So feel responsible. Now feel responsible, universal responsibility with every helpings, numberless helpings. Okay? Reasoning, sin. Why responsible? By developing compassion, then able to develop wisdom, especially the ultimate wisdom, realizing direct perceived emptiness for that, and able to liberate numberless helpings from the oceans of suffering, the helpings, and all that, the whole entire suffering of samsara. Able to liberate them and bring them in full enlightenment by oneself. Therefore, I'm full responsibility. Now feel the universal responsibility with the Sudha. Compared to the compassion, able to build wisdom, same thing, ultimate wisdom, directly perceive emptiness. Then with all these qualities, realization, the one is able to liberate them from oceans of suffering of the sphere beings, the whole entire suffering of samsara, and bring them to enlightenment. feel this universal responsibility with all the surroundings. Now feel universal responsibility with the asuras, the numbers asuras, each and every single asura beings. By developing the great compassion, then they're able to develop wisdom, dharma wisdom, and the ultimate wisdom, realizing directly perceiving this, then they're able to say, reveal power to them. And liberate them from oceans of asura sufferings and all whole entire suffering samsara and cause to lose karma and bring the enlightenment. Now feel the universal responsibility to every intermediate beings by putting the same reason, by developing compassion. To do this, to be able to do this, so to bring them in full enlightenment, to finish all their sufferings, to cease and to bring them in full enlightenment. And then first one need to achieve full, first one need to achieve full enlightenment. one need to be a perfect guide, you know, all the qualities, the omniscience, and then they say, power to bring the person to do all the methods and complete mind training, compassion, so forth, all qualities one need to be able to perfect the person for that. Then, and that doesn't happen without cause conditions, so that need say, one need to exercise greater part of the higher capability. For that, need preliminary realization, greater part of the middle capable and general. For that, need preliminary greater part of the lower capable being and general. So, to do, what makes successful all these parts? What makes successful all these parts? That is it. What makes successful all these parts? Guru devotion. Begin with the path, the perfect human body, the meditation. From there, beginning of the path, there, from there, up to enlightenment. To be successful, then, what makes successful is about the root devotion of this. At this time, we have received all the necessary conditions to practice Dharma, have met a virtuous friend, revealing whole path to, not just path to unmissing path to happiness, but path to liberation, unmissing path to enlightenment, unmissing. And then that, a perfectly qualified teacher that cannot say, rare to find this world. Can show a complete path of missing. then embodiment of compassion Buddha, Asuras, not just one, then, Buddha, not just one to one, then, I mean, that was fully qualified to say, one has opportunity to meet, even one hasn't met, then one has a great opportunity to meet. Perfectly qualified guru, you see, guide, and for you to show your whole path to say, liberation and enlightenment, we guide you to liberation and enlightenment. Have met the Dharma, so have all the necessary conditions to achieve any great meaning, you see, happiness, future life, then liberate, then ultimate happiness, any temporal happiness, happiness, future life. To upon Pure Land of Buddha, where even you can become enlightened there. to his perfect human birth next slide, to his perfect human birth next slide, I can do, what should I say, but then one can continue to maintain power through liberation to enlightenment, to realization, and to benefit other sentient beings, to have a deep benefit to other sentient beings. Then, the ultimate happiness, the great meaning of life, ultimate happiness, liberation from samsara, full enlightenment. And one can achieve those even in each second, not only each day, every hour, minute, in each second one can achieve this. Because with this perfect human body, one can create the cause of those in each every second. So during this time, that having this precious human body, that you can achieve any happiness, any can cause any happiness for us in the world. So wish feeling this human body like has a more precious than you see. More precious than the size of this earth, more precious than size of mountain, gold, diamond, more precious than the size of this earth, diamond, more precious than this human body, more precious, more precious than even the sky filled with billions of, billions of dollars, pounds or dollars. More filled with gold, diamond, more precious than a wish crowning jewel, the top, the most rare, most precious, uncomparable among the material possessions, the wish crowning jewel. That whatever you pray, you can get all the material possessions, all the sense enjoyments, but the power of that material, see. So that of even numberless, even the whole sky filled with the wish crown jewel, like that, this precious human body, this especially perfect human body, which is much more precious than all the wealth. So all those wealth is nothing. All those wealth is nothing because compared to the value of this perfect human body that we have. So with that much wealth alone, you see, you cannot stop rebirth in the lower realm. With that much wealth, even with sky filled with crown and jewel, you cannot, having that many wealth alone can't achieve rebirth in the Deva human rebirth. Rebirth of the body of the happy transmigration, you can achieve just with just having that much wealth. And you possess that much wealth, whole sky the whole sky filled with the wish ground and jewel. Without alone, you can't achieve liberation from samsara. Without alone, you can't achieve full enlightenment for sentient beings. But without even slightest, even one tiny diamond was besides which ground jewel, without even which ground jewel, even without one tiny diamond or gold, if one has this perfect human birth, one can achieve any happiness in future lives, and then liberation from samsara. Fulfilling that mental, this one can achieve that, you see, the Bhagavad Dharma, so what is it? So this in the body, especially perfect in the body, gives the opportunity, you see, to Bhagavad Dharma also, and you can achieve all this. So, for example, Milarepa, Milarepa and so forth, those great yogis who totally renounced lives, who had nothing, not even one rupee, not even one, say, penny, but you see, practice Dharma, what is used, Pachidharma, and it is the enlightenment. Even in one life, even in brief lifetime of visited time, within some number of years, it is full enlightenment, complete whole path. So that many, so many happened in this earth. totally renounced, right, you see. So that we are born as Naga, who had the Ushkan jewel as decoration of the crown, and living life with that, or like a market, or like this department store, like however, you know, with all the wealth, but still, you know, not even human being, you see. With a sitting alone, you see, Naga, and unable to be human, it should be human, the human, but unable to be human being, so animal realm. So we have been those Naga kings or Naga beings, those Nagas who have all this, you know, like department stores of all the jewels, you know. We've been born like that numberless times. We're born as Wilton King, only one king in the one world, and one, say, like this global, see, one king, like this one Buddha descent, short told this only one Buddha. Showing truth, there's no two Buddha, two Buddha do not come in one world, you know. One world, not about country, whole world, you see. one continent, you see. Two Buddha do not come showing the trouble, this one. So, only one world and king. so there's no comparison with other kings, you see. So there's world and so, we have been born like that numerous times, have all this wealth. we were born as a king, Deva realm king, Indra, Brahma, even their one ornament, one earring, is said that, you know, even all the human beings are wealth, and one earring of Deva, you see, is the value, say, is much more, no comparison, see, much more, say, valid, much more valuable, see, much more, even compared to all the human world. So the even decoration, even the ornaments, what they have, only one ornament. So we've been born like that numerous times, but we had all this wealth numerous times, but nothing, happened to liberate from this samsara. So that now this time, and then, we don't have this perfect human body, this precious human body, this perfect human body every day and all the time, not forever. So death can happen any, not only death, death, but can happen any day, any hour, any moment. that time, then, when the death happens, consciousness doesn't stop, continuous life after this. As there's continued consciousness from yesterday and today, continued consciousness, so I can remember yesterday. we remember from last year, as there's continued consciousness this year, then from childhood time now, from ascent and from mother's womb, there's continued consciousness now, and the consciousness life before that. There's continued consciousness before the conception, before consciousness took place on the fertilized egg. There's a continued consciousness of there was two birth, you see. So therefore, death can have any time. So therefore, must make sure to not reborn lower realms. which is the result of negative karma, and which is action motivated by the ignorance, anger, attachment, or the negative the attitude. So at the moment, up to now, at the moment, even we even we have been believing, I've been practicing Dharma for many years, those us who have been practicing Dharma, who believes, you see, for many years, 20 years, 30 years, many years I've been practicing Dharma, even us who believe that become real Dharma, pure Dharma, very few, very little, and mostly become non-virtue. So because the attitude, not only when we do eating, walking, sitting, sleeping, doing job, but even other times when we pray, when we do meditation, the motivation there, if it's examined, is attachment, clinging to this life, non-virtue thought, which transforms actually even meditation, doing prayers, many things which appears spiritual looking, but not really become Dharma. So no question of the rest of the activities become non-virtual. So the most attitude that we have is the attachment, the clinging to this life, happiness, you see. So the result is rebirth in the lower realm, sort of like that. So therefore, that's how it is up to now. So now must make sure that you're not reborn in the lower realm to receive higher rebirth, whenever the death happens. So receiving the divine body after this life, that alone is not sufficient. One must be free from samsara. Must be liberated from samsara. So in this samsara, any happiness in samsara, we experience numberless times. There's nothing new left. There's nothing new experience left. Happiness, pleasure. We experienced numberless times in the past. Any pleasure. Also, any suffering we experience numerous times. Nothing the first time. Whether it's a problem or what is some sort of pleasure, nothing is the first time, but it's been numerous times. Whenever we see other human beings having pleasure, whatever pleasure we see others having, numerous times. All this world, we had numerous times. It didn't have anything. It didn't liberate us from suffering or samsara, the delusion karma. So in the samsara, whichever place one goes, wherever one abides, is a place for suffering. With whomever one company is a friend of suffering. And whatever enjoyment one has, enjoyment of suffering. So that until we are liberated from samsara, it's all like this. Whatever life in the samsara, it's all suffering life. One Lama, Gelug Buchu, who lived in Delhi long time, and so he said that in Delhi, the poor people, walking the road and the very hot sun. Poor people, they bring their meal in their small container from the home, and working very hard in the hot sun. So they are in the hot sun down there. So they look at all these buildings, people living in the house with the fans, with the air conditioning fans, you see. So then they get attached. to those people living in the house, you see, with the air conditioning fans. Oh, how wonderful it would be! How wonderful life! Then those people living in the house with the air conditioning and fans, and then they think, how wonderful it is to be like those people in the street. But so simple, they have no problems, very simple, you see. But their lives filled with the problems. The business people, wealthy, But the whole, the relationship problem and the business, so many problems in the field, you see. Even they didn't find attraction to the people, you see, sitting outside, you see, sitting, walking the road, those very simple people, you see, poor people, you see, walking the road, you see, oh, they're making the, you know, they're, how wonderful their life, you know, if I could be like them. So, in reality, both has a, you know, they have also their own suffering problems, you know, those poor people. And then those who live in the house, you know, has even bigger problems. Even there's no physical problems, but there's so much mental suffering, worry, fear, or dissatisfaction, so many. So usually, until you become close with him, then it all looks not very nice. Oh, looks very nice. Jewelry decorations, you know. Expensive dress, you know. But then when you actually sit down, talk, see, after 5 minutes, 10 minutes, you talk, then you hear their problems. So after 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, then you talk, so when you come closer, see, then you can hear problems. So then you're so surprised, you see. And before looks like there's no problem, you see, but then you say, when you sit down and talk, you see, after 5 minutes, then comes, then you hear more, so closer, then you come to find out life. So my own experiences, and my own experience meet so many people like this. In the Chinese society, many different, you know, different nationalities, right? So you say, lives, until we are free from samsara, lives like this. So therefore now, we must be free, liberated from samsara, from the whole entire samsara. In this life, then, that alone is not sufficient, it's even liberation for oneself. Then you say, one must achieve full enlightenment for sentient beings. Okay. For that, then one needs to exchange ones for others. Let go, I cherish others, to achieve enlightenment to achieve full enlightenment, to be able to do perfect works for sentient beings, to free them from all the suffering, bring to enlightenment. Okay. In the Bodhicharya Avatara mentioned, Lassen Jewa Majana, if one does not exchange one's to others, one can't achieve enlightenment. Even in the samsara, you want to achieve happiness. Leave aside, you see, happiness which arrives. Even the happiness is like won't be achieved. So if you cherish I, then even the happiness, even the success of this life, even you won't have success of this life, happiness. So much of our problem, even the non-believers, even who doesn't believe reincarnation, karma, and how we are saying, so much of a problem is because unable to have success with this life happiness, that's the degree of self-cherishing problem. For that. And then also great Bodhisattva mentioned that as long as you don't drop the fire, as long as you don't drop fire, burning cannot be stopped. 지자면이 말하는 사가포함인데, 대신 다는 말하는 동화포함인데, so like that, as long as you don't drop the fire, the burning, you know, your hand, you see, burning see, on the body, you see, cannot be stopped. So like that, as long as you don't give up the eye, the suffering, you won't be free from the suffering. You won't be able to abandon suffering. So therefore, in order to pacify one's own suffering, to pacify sufferings of others, for example, as we see, in order to pacify sufferings of others, then give up oneself for others, cherish others as oneself. So here, to pacify sufferings of oneself and pacify sufferings of others. So give up oneself for others, cherish others as oneself. So that means then to achieve happiness, we have to understand to achieve happiness for oneself and to cause happiness to all sentient beings. Then you see, let go I, cherish, let go I, which is obstacle, you see, to cause to have all the success, you see, including enlightenment for yourself, you see, to seize all the mysteries of mind, to achieve all the qualities of realization. You are subject to that, which is an obstacle for that. The obstacle to cause all the happiness to others in them is after enlightenment. So let go the I, say. Cherishing I becomes an obstacle for all this. So let go I, and they say, cherish others, which is cherish others, which is open the door for all the happiness for oneself. happiness this life, liberation from samsara. So the happiness of all comes to life, liberation from the enlightenment, you know. Then all the no one is able to cause all the happiness after enlightenment to something else. So by cherishing others. So all the happiness, come from bodhicitta. Your happiness, every sentence, everyone's happiness all come from bodhicitta. So bodhicitta came from great compassion. Great compassion is generated by depending on the obscure suffering sentient beings, each and every single obscure suffering sentient beings. So about their kindness, degree of compassion generated by divine kindness for each, the existence of each obscure suffering sentient beings. So therefore, they also become a reason to say, exchange oneself for others, as well as bodhicitta. Basically, it means all the past, numberless past happiness, present happiness, future happiness, everything, including enlightenment, your happiness, past, present, future, all, including enlightenment, everything. one receive from bodhicitta. So bodhicitta came from great compassion generated, depending on kindness for each and every single hell beings, hungry ghosts, animal, human beings, sura, asura, intermediation beings, every obstacle suffering sentient beings. So therefore, in all your past, present, future, all the happiness received by kindness of every single helpings, every single hungers, every single animals, every single human beings, every single asura, asura into themselves. this. So everyone, every single helping, hungers, animal, human, asura, asura, and mystic, everyone is the most precious one, most precious, most kind one in one's life. Most precious, most kind one in one's life. So we should meditate on this every answer. So every helping, hungers, animal, human beings, so as the enemies, it was everyone's most precious, most kind one. So like, okay? Because all the past, present, future, happiness, everything wants to, every single comfort, enjoyment, past, present, future, all up to enlightenment wants to. But kind of each and every single helping, each and every single hunger ghost, want to see by the kindness. Each and every single animals by the kindness want to see.